Okay, so let's try to spend the next few minutes explaining the mitzvah of tshuva. According to the Rambam, and according to the Ramban, and to see if we can come up with a mahalach and how they differ in the perspectives in tshuva, and in the end to tie it into a pnimius idea. So, we're going to quote a lot of Maamar Kamus from the Rambam in his Perek on tshuva, his Prakim on tshuva, and it's actually 10 Prakim in the Rambam Sochas Tshuva, and many have the custom to say these 10 prakim over the Aseres and Mechi with the 10 days, one parak for each day. So let's begin. We're going to quote three different Rambams and try to put it together. The Rambam says, Kol mitzvah shebetayra, any mitzvah in Torah, whether it's an aseh or an alos aseh, kishayahase tshuva, when he comes to do tshuva, v'yosha mechatai, chayav lehisfados, lifni hakel baruchu. He has a chiyuv to say vidui. When he comes to do tshuva for an aveira, he has a chiyuv to say vidui. That's Marmok number one. That's from the Yad HaChazaka. Now, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says something similar, slightly different. He writes that mitzvah is vidui, to be mezvada an chataim and the avonas lifni hakel yisala v'leimar oisam im hatshuva, and to say the vidui with tshuva. Now, in the Rambam's heading, which he has in the Yad HaChazaka, where he explains which mitzvahs he's going to discuss, he writes, mitzvahs aseh achas, v'hu sheyoshev hachoyte mechator lifnei Hashem v'yisvada, that he should do tshuva for his chatoin and to say vidui. Now, what do we get from these Rambams? Certainly from the first two, the Lashon of the Rambam implied that the mitzvah is vidui, not tshuva. Again, listen carefully. Kishayase tshuva, chayav lehizvados. When you do tshuva, you have a chiv to say vidui. The Rambam doesn't say you have a chiv to do tshuva. And again, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, we have a mitzvah shetzivano lehesvados. But the vidui can only be done with tshuva. And this is how the Minchas Chinuch learns the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch understands, mavur bidvarav de'ein ha-tshuva mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah is not the tshuva. The mitzvah is the vidui. And that's clear because the Rambam defines mitzvahs based on the lashonos in the Torah. And the Torah doesn't say, doesn't give us a lashon. At least so far we don't have that. But from the Rambam it's clear. The Torah says v'hisvadu. The command is to do a vidui. It happens to be you can't do a vidui unless you have a genuine feeling of tshuva in your heart. As the Rambam says later, the Rambam writes, that what is vidui? Vidui is a confession where he reveals through his mouth, through his speech, the feelings of tshuva which he has in his heart. And the Rambam goes on to say that if a person says vidui without any sincere feelings of tshuva, it's like going into the mikvah, holding a sheretz, holding a davar tameh. Nothing is accomplished. So it's clear from the Rambam that the mitzvah is vidui, and this sheds light on the Rambam we quoted lastly, where the Rambam says, mitzvah aseh v'hu sheyoshuv hachoyti mechatot lepnei Hashem v'yisvada, that although it sounds like v'hu sheyoshuv, that the mitzvah is tshuva, really it's going on the last word, v'yisvada, but since you can't do vidui unless you do tshuva, it's somewhat grouped together. But this is how the Kiri Aseh, for one of the early Pirushim of the Rambam, explains the Rambam that the tshuva and vidui is one mitzvah. She'ein vidui beloi tshuva. There's no vidui without tshuva. And he quotes the Rambam that if a person says vidui without tshuva, it's like a toivel v'sheretz biyadai. And he says the vidui is the gemar ha-tshuva. The vidui is the completion of tshuva. Once that's established, let's quote a few other Rambams. The Rambam writes, what is tshuva? So he goes on to explain, aziva sachet, the person has to say goodbye to the averus, which he does, and to have a sense of remorse, of charata. And then the Rambam says a very puzzling line. V'yoyed alav yodea talumais shelo yoshev lezeh hachet oid. He should take Hashem as a witness that he'll never do this aveira again. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain it different ways. The Lechem Mishnah asks the question, he's bothered by, how exactly will Hashem testify this for him? Does that mean that he's lacking bechira? If you take Hashem to bear witness that you're never going to do this again, well, the only way that that would be possible, that Hashem would even bear witness to such a thing, is if it would taka never ever happen again. So that means that if you even would have the choice to do it, you wouldn't be able to do it. Is that what the Rambam means? So the Lacha Mishnah doesn't learn that way. He goes on to explain that it's somewhat metaphorical. What the Rambam means is like a person who points to heaven and earth, and he says, "I want you to be my witness." So the Rambam is using almost like it's poetic, a little stylistic, that you take Hashem as your witness means that you're very sincere about it. But I think the question is a good question. The Lashonis of the Rambam seem like there's an Indian of Bechira here. Furthermore, what's interesting is that in these 10 Prakim of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam brings in an entire discussion, a philosophical discussion about Bechira. Is there Bechira? Is there not Bechira? And then he establishes a whole discussion about Schava Onish and the later Prakim of Hilchos Tshuva. Why does the Rambam choose to discuss these philosophical ideas about Bechira in Hilchos Tshuva? If it was me, I would have put it in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, where Rambam discusses the fundamentals of Jewish faith. But they're in Hilchos Tshuva. So what does Bechira and the concept of Bechira have to do with Tshuva? And he goes on to say, the Rambam, that a person can do Averis, many Averis, a great deal of Averis, to the point that he loses his Bechira and he can't do Averis anymore. And that's really a chesed that Hashem does for our big chayte. And he quotes the Torah, Paroi, Vayechazek Hashem Eslei Paroi. Hashem took away Paroi's Bechira because of the many Averis that he did. And that's also in Hilchos Tshuva. But what does that have to do with Hilchos Tshuva? Again, it's the whole sugya of Bechira, but why is that related to Tshuva? Another question. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis and Halacha Zayin that Yom Kippur is a Zman Tshuva Lakol. It's a time for everybody to do Tshuva, a Yachid and a Rambam. It's the Zman of Mechil and Sicha Lechapar of Yisrael. And the Rambam writes, Lefika Chayavim Hakol Asas Tshuva Lesfadus Yom Kippur. Everybody has a Chiyav to do Tshuva and Vida on Yom Kippur. So, what's interesting is that the Rambam, according to the Menachas Chinuch, we already established that tshuva is not a mitzvah. But yet the Rambam sounds like on Yom Kippur it is. He calls it a chiyuv. Now the Sefer Chinuch takes this one step further, and usually the derech of the Chinuch is to go with the Rambam. The Chinuch writes that a person who is over on this, and he's not mitzvah on Yom Kippur, which is a day which is kavua for slicha, mechila, kapar for Yisrael, he's mevatel the mitzvah saseh. He violates the assay that a yid has to do tshuva and vidui on Yom Kippur. We do not find such a lashon in the Rambam. So what's interesting about the Rambam is that he says that Yom Kippur, there's a chiyuv to do tshuva, unlike the rest of the year. But if a person does not do tshuva on Yom Kippur, it would seem from the Rambam, from the fact that he omits this add-on of the Sefer HaChinuch, that a person would not be in violation of a bittul mitzvah saseh. And why is that? And just to point out that the Minchas Chinuch says that, he understands the mitzvah of tshuva according to the Rambam, that we find that the Rambam defines mitzvahs in a very interesting, in a very deep way. The Rambam says, let's say, if a man wants to give a get to his wife, that's a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, but the concept of get is a creation of Torah, and that's called a mitzvah. Even Tuma V'Tara, the Rambam classifies as being mitzvah. So here too, mitzvah in the Rambam doesn't mean that a person has a chiyuv to do tshuva. It just means that it's categorized as a mitzvah because it's a chiddush of the Torah. But he does say, based on his understanding of the Rambam, that if a person does not do tshuva, he's not in violation of a mitzvah. It's not a bittul of a mitzvah, because according to the Rambam, tshuva is not a mitzvah. Another point. The Rambam writes, again in Hilchos Tshuva, that although the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a gzeiras hakasav, it's a chayk from the Torah, there's a remez to it. Hashem is calling out to us and saying, Uru, Uru, Yeshenim, Yeshenasim, wake up from your slumber, Chimpsu v'maaseichem, examine your deeds, and to do tshuva, and to remember your Creator. That's how the Rambam understands the significance of the sound of the shofar. Really, we blow the shofar, but Hashem is speaking to us. So we need to understand a little bit. Not everybody understands shofar this way, but the Rambam is very specific, and he quotes it in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam brings a Dvar Musar. He says, the shofar is calling out to you, and he's telling you to do tshuva. What does that tell us about the Shita of Rambam when it comes to tshuva bechlal? Okay, so we've asked a lot of questions and we've quoted a lot of Rambams. Let's move in a different direction. And that is the Ramban. The Ramban says, I have a pasuk in Torah which tells us that tshuva is a mitzvah. That's the pasuk which says, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata bekolai. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha means to do tshuva. So the Ramban does find a source in Torah to define tshuva as a mitzvah saseh. And later on, a few psukim later, the Torah says, "Ki ha-mitzvah hazayis, asher nechim mitzavcha, yom lo nifleisi mimcha, v'lo yuchaykechi b'picha, v'vapcha la'asayis." So the Ramban quotes Rashi. Rashi is referring to kol ha-Torah kula. The Ramban says it can't be, because it doesn't say ki kol ha-mitzvah, it says ki ha-mitzvah hazayis, referring to a specific mitzvah. So the Ramban says, it's referring to tshuva ha-nizkeres, tshuva which was mentioned earlier, mitzvah she'etzave oisanu la'asayis kein, that the Torah is commanding us to do tshuva. The Ramban adds that it's also a haftacha. It's a certain guarantee that the Torah gives us. Hashem is saying that Klai Yisrael will do tshuva, because it could have said Toshuv El Hashem. It doesn't say that. It says Vishafta. It's written in a way where it's a Ramban's Lashon, it's called the Lashon Beinoni, where the Pasuk is telling us on the one hand that it's a mitzvah, but also on the other hand that it's a haftacha. So the Ramban learns that tshuva is a mitzvah, and we have to now understand, what does the Rambam do with that pasuk? The Rambam says, I don't have a source in the Torah. There's nowhere in the Torah that I can find that the Torah is commanding us to do tshuva. The Ramban says, what do you mean? I found a pasuk, v'shavta d'shem elokecha. So what does the Rambam do with that? Well, the Rambam addresses that later on. The Rambam writes, kol ha-neviim tzibu ala tshuva. All the neviim commanded us to do tshuva. Even that implies that the Torah did not. But the neviim, they cried, and they screamed at Bnei Yisrael Allah to do tshuva. And the Rambam writes, we will only be redeemed from Golas with tshuva. It's not like there's a time that Klai Yisrael will be redeemed. It can only be through tshuva. But he says, the Torah gives us a havtacha, a guarantee that we will do tshuva. And that's what it says. That's the pasuk the Ramban quoted. Now again, the Ramban also said that it's a havtacha. But the Ramban says, be'ikr, it's a mitzvah. The Rambam says, no, be'ikr, it's a haftacha. That's all that it is. It's only a haftacha. So they both look at this psukim. The Rambam says, I see a mitzvah here. And the Rambam says, I don't see a mitzvah here. I see a haftacha here. So perhaps the Rambam and the Ramban, just let's point this out, are l'shitasa, because we see that the Ramban writes something similar to Rabbeinu Yonah. Most know this yisod from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the beginning of Shai Tshuva. He was a Talmud of the Ramban, and he agrees. And he writes, V'huzharnu ala tshuva v'kama makam mitzvah Torah. We find that tshuva is a mitzvah in Torah, and he quotes the pasuk that the Ramban said, V'shafta ad Hashem elokecha. So he establishes very quickly that mitzvah of tshuva is a mitzvah in Torah. And then he writes, V'dain, you should know, ki achoytika sheyisach ala shemichat ha'asai, if a person who is a sinner delays doing tshuva, yichbar alav ma'oid an shebachol yayin. He's going to be, his consequences for doing that are going to be heavier each day. Because you have a chance to run to do tshuva, and you're not doing it. You're standing firm in your rebellion against Hashem. You know you've done averis. You see that you can do tshuva. It's a mitzvah upon you to do tshuva, and you're not doing it. So he says, a mashal, that it's like a person who's in jail, and the guard comes and he says, you can free yourself, go, run. And he doesn't go. So he gets a big makas from the guard. The guard says, I gave you a chance to leave, and you're a fool, you don't leave. So to a person who has the opportunity to do tshuva, he's given the chance and he doesn't do that, and it's a mitzvah in Torah. He calls him a moired. He's a person who's a rebel. And the Ramban says the same thing in his Drasha Son Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban writes that Rosh Hashanah is a day that everybody has to do tshuva and to be mescharet and to daven a lot. Tshuva is a big chesed, and a person who doesn't do it is a big oinish. And if he doesn't do it, it's a merid gadolhu. He's a big rebel. It's a big rebellion against Hashem. So the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah are consistent in that they call it a mitzvah. And a person that doesn't take the opportunity to do tshuva calls it a rebellion against Hashem. Do we find anywhere in the Rambam's Ten Prakam of Hilchos Tshuva that the Rambam says a person who doesn't do tshuva is a myrid? No, we don't find that anywhere in the Rambam. Why not? Because the Rambam is a shitasa. The Rambam holds that tshuva is not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah and it's somewhat optional, you can't call somebody a rebel who doesn't opt into something. So that's why the Rambam doesn't use such sharp lashonos like the Ramban and like Rabbeinu Yonah, that if a person doesn't do tshuva, it's going to be worse for you every single day. Because they hold that tshuva is a mitzvah. Unlike the Rambam, who holds that it's not a mitzvah. So you would never call somebody who doesn't tshuva a rebel. But the Rambam does say that the mitzvah, the idea of v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha, that pasuk is a haftacha. That it's a guarantee that Klai Yisrael will do tshuva. And this is very important for us, because this will help us understand the Rambam momentarily. But let's just set up the Rambam a little bit more. The Rambam also writes in Hilchos Tshuva something very interesting. He dedicates a whole parak to tell us that there are what he calls 24 ma'akim es tshuva, 24 things which can hinder a person from doing tshuva, prevent a person from doing tshuva. Almost as if like Hashem doesn't allow a person to do tshuva if he does one of these 24 things. Now, the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, is always looking to find sources for the Rambam and everything that he does. He points to the source of this Rambam as a Rif. The Rif, who was one of the preceded the Rambam, many things from the Rambam come from the Rif. And he says that it looks like it's a Braisa, he quotes Aran, maybe it's not a Braisa, or maybe the Rambam kind of put this together, but the source of the Rambam is somewhat unclear. But the Rambam does say that there are 24 things which can hold back tshuva. What does it mean to hold back tshuva? If a person does tshuva, l'chor Hashem accepts it, no? Another thing that we find interesting in the Rambam is that the Rambam writes what he calls darkei ha-tshuva, the ways of tshuva. So we already know what the halachas of tshuva are. The halachas of tshuva are that a person has to have charata, he should have remorse, walk away from his averis, be makabel never to do it again, and of course to say vidui, that's the ikra mitzvah. But the Rambam writes this, what's called darkei ha-tshuva. What are the darkei ha-tshuva? He writes to cry out to Hashem a lot, to give a lot of tzedakah, to stay far, far away from the mistakes which you made earlier, change your name, change your location. The Rambam calls that darkei tshuva. What does it mean, darkei tshuva? Tshuva means charata, and ziv esachet, and kabbalah osed, and vidui. What's darkei tshuva? The ways of a baal tshuva? And lastly, the Rambam writes that the days of aseres yimei tshuva are days to be marbet tzedakah, ma'asim toivim. I have to do a lot of mitzvahs, more than the rest of the year. And also to say slichas. So the days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva are dedicated towards increased levels of Torah and Tshuva and Ma'asim Tovim. Now to put this together, let's, in Yirtzeh Hashem, come to one last question. The Mefarshim discussed, why is there no bracha on Tshuva? Just like a person before he eats matzah, he makes a bracha. So why doesn't he make a bracha before he does tshuva? So, some say based on the Rashba. The Rashba has a famous tshuva where he writes that there's no bracha on tzedakah, for example, because you can only make a bracha on a mitzvah that you know that you can complete it on your own. But if you're giving tzedakah and it requires the ani to receive it, maybe he won't accept it. So you can't make a bracha before the mitzvah, because maybe he won't take it, and it'll be bracha levatala. That suggestion is somewhat rejected because, well, if you're doing tshuva, of course Hashem will accept your tshuva, no? Another answer which is given is, it's because maybe it's considered to be a mitzvah hava b'aveira. In order to do tshuva, at least the classical understanding of tshuva, you have to do an aveira in order to do tshuva. In Chassidus, we're taught else otherwise. But it would seem that since tshuva comes about by doing an aveira, you don't want to make a bracha on a mitzvah which came about from an aveira. Or perhaps another answer which is given is because since tshuva is bigger in the heart, you don't make a bracha on a heart mitzvah, something which is a heart-related mitzvah, only on a ma'isa mitzvah. So in the Sefer Eitzer Chaim, which goes back to the Skolia Rebbe, he gives another answer to this question. He writes, why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of tshuva? He quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, quoting Reish Lakish, that really a person's Yetzirah is bigger than him. And the only way we're able to overcome the Yetzirah is because of Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us. If Hashem wouldn't help us, we would not be able to overcome the Yetzirah. Hashem made the Yetzirah bigger than us intentionally so that we would turn to him to be able to overcome it. So he writes, Nimsa, Ke Kadosh Baruch Hu Hu Iker V'tshuvas HaShaladim. Really, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the real, he's the Iker. He's really what causes tshuva to happen. Hashem causes tshuva because he's the one who helps us. So why is it called on our name? Because since we complete tshuva, the mitzvah is nikas l'mishigomra. The klal is that the mitzvah is only called on the person who completes the mitzvah. But therefore, we don't make a bracha because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who does tshuva. We're not the one who does tshuva. Now this is very eye-opening. And the Oiv Yisrael, the After Of, says something similar, but we're not going to read it through. Who does tshuva? It would seem, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam's understanding of tshuva is, and we'll see the difference between the Rambam and the Rabban, perhaps it's not so much as of a machlekes as it would seem, just differences in perspective of tshuva. But they would both agree in both of these types of tshuva. But the Rambam is saying is that tshuva is something which is gifted to a person from above. We could do things down here to be able to awaken a siyata d'shmaya that Hashem will put into our hearts an awakening to do tshuva. That a person will just want to just turn his life around in a moment's time. That's really the essence of tshuva according to the Rambam. We'll get to the Ramban momentarily, but this going back, we can explain all the Rambams based on this idea. Again, the assumption of the Rambam is that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspires tshuva. It's a calling that Hashem has from above. That when Hashem sees that a person, his heart is in the right place, and he's a vessel to receive that light, he instills a desire for us to do tshuva. It's as if Hashem is calling us to come to him. Like we see from the Zohar. The Zohar says, and we find Gemara similar to this, but the Zohar is very clear. Every day the Shechina cries out, do tshuva, my children, do tshuva, do tshuva. But less ma'adi ashkechwa, nobody listens. But the source of tshuva is this paschal. When a person has a heart that is able to hear the paschal, which Hashem calls us to do tshuva, that's what inspires tshuva. Now let's go back to the Rambam's way it said before. Already the Michas HaChinuch already saw from the Rambam that tshuva is not a mitzvah. Why is there no tzivay on tshuva? You know why there's no tzivay on tshuva? Because Hashem is the one who gives you tshuva. The Rambam talks about darchi tshuva. Darchi tshuva means that what you can do in order to receive this light, this inspiration called tshuva. You can cry out a lot to Hashem. You can give a lot of tzedakah. You can change your name. You can change your place. You can create a new vessel out of yourself to be able to receive the light of tshuva so that you will taka in your pneumius will turn over. You'll get that rush, that inspiration which comes from above. But there's no mitzvah in tshuva. There's a mitzvah in vide, which is to do a ma'isa, where you say, as the Rambam says, vide is just a way for a person to align himself with the feelings that he has in his heart. But you can't do vide unless you have that feeling of tshuva. You're goymer, therefore it's called upon you because you're goymer the mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah because you can only be mitzvah with somebody. Hashem only gives a tzivah in something which you can do. But if he's the one who does it, he doesn't give you a mitzvah to do it. It comes from him. And this really explains the Lecha Mishnah and why the Rambam has a whole discussion about Yediyah and Bechira, all the fundamentals of Bechira and Hilchos Tshuva, because really, if you think about it, Hashem is getting involved. He's coming into our hearts and he's giving us a new feeling which we never had before. So the Rambam says, I need to explain this now. Once you're telling me that Tshuva is about getting into the kishkas of a mensch and how he feels, I need to explain to you, there's still Bechira, but there are times, there's rules of Tshuva which are very different. Take a look at Par. Hashem took away his Bechira. Well, if Hashem could take away Par's Bechira, and that's in Hilchos Tshuva, he can also inspire you to do Tshuva, and that's also part of Hilchos Tshuva. So that's why that's all part of Hilchos Tshuva. And this goes back to the Lechem Mishnah, the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam gave us this very interesting Lashon. That you take Hashem as your witness, that you'll never do it again. The Lechem Mishnah asks, what does this have to do with Bechira? How is that possible? But the Rambam is saying, yes, you want to know what tshuva is? Tshuva is that a person, just not that he doesn't have the choice to do an aveir anymore, he can't do an aveir anymore. That's really the root of tshuva. You can have Bechira and you can choose to go to the Beis Medrash, go to the Beis Knesset, go to the supermarket. You still have a bechira to make choice. You just can't choose between good and bad. Like Adam Rishon before the Eif and the Eitz Hadas, Taivira, he was in a place of what's called the Eitz HaChaim. Eitz HaChaim means you can only do something which is in alignment with the Ratzon Hashem. It's still a bechira there. But it means that you're taken to a place, tshuva takes you to a place which is to the place of Chaim. Like the Zohar calls it, tshuva ihu Chaim. Tshuva is life. That's the tshuva. That's what it means to be written in the book of life. And that's what the Rambam writes during a service of tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you can't do anything else to be written in the book of life other than to do tshuva. So it is, like the Lechem Mishnah's question, is this a matter of Bechira? The answer is yes. The Rambam is telling us that when a person does a real tshuva, and tshuva means that Hashem inspires you, Hashem, if it's going to be a full tshuva, it's not just going to be a half inspiration. It's not going to be even three quarters. If it's a full-blown tshuva effect, it'll take a person to a place that Hashem has made on him, that he'll never do an avir, that he can't do an avir, and that taka is tshuva shleima. And this helps us in explaining Yom Kippur. We had said before, the Rambam writes that on Yom Kippur, there is a chiyuv to do tshuva. Why is there a chiyuv to do tshuva? Well, this goes back to the Rambam where he talked about on Rosh Hashanah, what the shofar is about. What is the shofar? The shofar is Hashem calling to us and saying, do tshuva. What does that mean to say? Normally throughout the year, there's a baskel every day that comes down and says, shuvu banim shayvim, and nobody listens. But there's not a chiyuv to do tshuva because of that, because nobody hears it. But on Rosh Hashanah, you hear the voice of Hashem. Hashem is screaming to you, Shuvu Banim Shayvavim. So it comes in the sound of Hashem. You don't actually hear the word Shuvu Banim Shayvavim. But the Rambam is telling you, the Shofar is calling, he's screaming out and saying, Yidin, do tshuva. And then Hashem says, you have 10 days. So a person during a service of Mitzvah, there's an opportunity, Dirshu Hashem Behimatso, Kru Beresakarv, that Hashem is so close. And the Baskel is, we can hear it, it's audible. And we have 10 days to do tshuva. It's an opportunity during these days that a person, if he follows the darkei tshuva, he can get that rush, that inspiration from above, that he'll want to turn everything over in a moment. But because the shofar is in this world and we hear it with our ears, on Yom Kippur, the Rambam says you have a chiv to do tshuva because you can hear the sound of the shofar. But again, unlike the Sefer Chinuch, who says if you don't do tshuva, you're not oyver on the mitzvah, because according to the Rambam, it still comes from Hashem. You're not oyver on the mitzvah because it's not in your hands. It's still not like the Ramban. It's still something that Hashem has to give to you. It's so close to you and you can almost like grab it. But it has to come from Him. If it has to come from Him, although there's a chiyuv because He's so close and you hear the sound, you don't violate the naseh. You're not mevatel the naseh if you don't do tshuva still. Hopefully it's clear. I know we're quoting a lot in a very short amount of time. But let's go back to the Ramban. The Ramban had said that mitzvah of tshuva is taka mitzvah. It's not just the vidui. The tshuva itself is a mitzvah. Where do we see from the Ramban such an idea that a person can do tshuva, the tshuva is in a person's hands? This goes back to Kayin and to Hevel. That Hashem says to Kayin, Elecha tishukasai v'ata timshalbai. That although the Yitzhara, he's never going to give up every day, but you can rule over your Yitzhara. And by the way, that took place in Rosh Hashanah, that Kayin and Hevel in you. And then Hashem gives him words of tshuva because it's Rosh Hashanah. But this is what the Ramban explains, v'ata timshalbai, you can rule over your Yitzhara. This is how the Ramban explains that. He writes, "Avalata timshel boim tachmetz." If you want to rule over your yitzhara, you could do so. Ki teitiv drachecha v'sisvena mi'alecha. If you improve your ways, you can knock away the yitzhara. Then he writes, "Harayu ala tshuva." Here, Kayim is being taught by Hashem the mitzvah of tshuva. Shehina suna biyado lasha b'chaleis sheyirtzav yisachlo. You can. It is in your capabilities. It is in your hands to do tshuva at any given moment. That's the Ramban. So we see from the Ramban that tshuva is something that you could do at any moment. And that's consistent with what we said before, that tshuva is a mitzvah. And if you don't do tshuva, then it's considered to be a reed against Hashem. Because tshuva is something that you can do. Unlike the Rambam, you could do darkei tshuva. But darkei tshuva is just to create an awakening or to create a vessel to be able to receive the light of tshuva. It really explains the Rambam also. We see this from the Rambam, but let's just speak out the Ramban and the Rambam a little bit more. It could be that the Rambam and the Ramban are explaining two different types of tshuva. The Rambam is talking about a person who gets this divine inspiration, and he wants to turn over his life in an instant, and he can't do enough. Everything which you tell him to do, he gobbles it up, he does it, and he's ready for the next thing. He just wants to do it all at once, because he has that divine inspiration. The Ramban is talking about a person who has things to improve on, and he wants to work it out one by one, and he's working it through. He doesn't have that divine inspiration to turn everything all around. But he knows that he can make better choices in his life. And he's going to work it through little by little. You can do tshuva on this. You know, you have to correct that. You don't have to correct this. But the Ramban is talking about a tshuva, which is an awakening from below, that we started, then Hashem gives us siyata deshmaya, habol atar masayin loy. And the Rambam is talking about that a person does darkei tshuva, and then he gets this inspiration of tshuva to do tshuva. Perhaps the way that we could define it is tshuva ilav, tshuva tata. We find such lashonis in this Sfarim HaKdashim. Tshuva, which is from the Hei Tata, the lower Hei of the Shem Havaya, or the higher Hei, which is called Bina. The Rambam is talking about Tshuva Ilah, which is the place of Bina, which comes from above, that divine inspiration. And the Ramban is talking about Tshuva Tata, but it's two different Mahalchim and Tshuva, which express itself in two different perspectives and how to understand what the Torah is telling us. But we see this idea from the Rambam. The Rambam writes, when he's in describing the Baal Tshuva, he says something fascinating. He writes, the Baal Tshuva, yesterday he was a chayte, he was doing all types of aveiras, and he would daven and Hashem would listen to him. He was very far, but today he's close and he's beloved, and Hashem listens to his feelings right away, and he's davek in Hashem. But this is where the Rambam packages this. It was yesterday and then today. It's like a flip out. It's a person who, and you know, it's not such a nice thing to wait to call it, but it's a person who gets the divine inspiration and then he's ready to turn his life over. That's the Rambam's Baal Tshuva, and that's why he defines it that way. Emesh, yesterday and then today. That's the Shitas of Rambam. But again, according to the Rambam, the reason why there would be no bracha on tshuva is consistent, like we saw from the Skaldi Rebbe. A mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, and there's no bracha on it because it's something that Hashem does. Hashem gets involved on a bechira level, and that's what the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Tshuva, the Indian of Bechira, and that's why he has those Lashvainas. But Aser Simei Tshuva is different. Since at the time, which was Masulka for Tshuva, we hear the Kol HaShofar, and that's saying, Shuvu Banu Shalom, and Hashem is so close. And Yom Kippur is designated as that day. A person has a chiyuv because he can hear it in his ears, but yet still not mevatel the mitzvah. Because if it comes from Hashem, it really, there's no mitzvah. And I would just like to add, according to the Rambam, the idea that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was the one who was Ma'ir Tshuva is Lachar Mekra Mefurash. It says, "Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha," that Hashem is the one who creates the tshuva. He does the mila on the heart. What's interesting to point out is that according to the Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, the Mila of Avraham Avinu was done on Yom Kippur. And the different days, according to Chazal, who did Avraham's Mila. And according to some, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who did Avraham's Bris Mila. And that was on Yom Kippur. And the idea is, as is known from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that the Mila by the Makam HaBris is Mechubik Keneged the heart. So, Umar L'Shem Elokecha Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha, which is known as also Rosh HaTevis Elo, which is this Tekufa, but Al Kopanim, Hashem Yisparach is the one who's doing the Tshuva. Mimila there's no Shachiyanu, and that's the word according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, however, I would just note to be Masber a little bit more. We said that according to the Rambam, the Tshuva comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who was Ma'ir the Tshuva. According to the Ramban, it comes from within Kedushas Knesset Yisrael. I mean, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the ingredients to be able to do the Tshuva. And even the Ramban says that there's a Havtach on the Tshuva. So they both agree, the Rambam and the Ramban, that there's a Havtach on Tshuva. According to the Rambam, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who will create that Tshuva, who will initiate that Tshuva. According to the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave it to us. It's something which is Bekoyach Kedushas Knesset Yisrael. It will come out, but it will come from Klal Yisrael. Al Kopanim, Chazal tell us, Ein Yisrael Negon Ela B'Tshuva, especially at this time of year, which is very mesugal for that. We should be zeichet to do a tshuva shlema and to be zeichet to the geula shlema, bekarav b'yameinu amen.